You could call today's gospel the inaugural address of Jesus. He delivered it in the synagogue at Nazareth, and he outlined his goals, his promises, borrowed from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind, release to prisoners, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. In all that Jesus will do, he says in his inaugural address that he is impelled to do it by the Spirit of God. He begins by saying, "The Spirit of God is upon me." And he proves that he's authentic. He proves his mission is authentic by emphasizing God's care and God's love for the lowliest people in society, care for the oppressed, those captive, those poor and held bound. Whom have we made today to be the lowliest people in our society? The lowliest people in our modern society are human babies in their mother's wombs. We've made the mother's womb a very dangerous place to be. It's no longer safe. Since Roe versus Wade 46 years ago, over 61 million babies have been killed in the womb under law in the United States. Worldwide since 1980, over 1.5 billion babies have been torn from their mother's wombs. It is not rare. About 25% of pregnancies end in abortion. Imagine for a moment a place on earth today, apart from the mother's womb. Imagine a place on earth today where we must all go. Every human being must go into, and only 75% come out. What would be the response, the crisis to that? Listen to this. A study in New York City revealed the abortion rate is over 40%. And in New York City, the abortion rate is over 60% for black babies. If you're a black baby in the womb in New York City, chances are you'll never be born. You'll never see the light of day. Yikes. To proclaim liberty to captives. And the assault on life doesn't end there. It will have a progression. We have physician-assisted suicide, euthanasia. These are now being brought into law. And why not? Any society that allows parents to kill children will certainly allow children to kill parents. Parents will be assessed. They're old, spending the estate in a care center, unproductive. Children will now assess that. I want to be clear. Abortion is not a political issue. They try and make it one. It's not a religious issue. They try and blame the controversy on us. Like slavery was, abortion today is a human rights issue. And it's not one issue among many. I even argue with some of my priest friends today. They will claim that abortion is one life issue among many. And when you assess all of these issues, it becomes very, very complicated. It's not complicated at all. If we're not allowed to be born, what other issue is there to live for? What is there? What's left? The right to be born is the first right in our Declaration of Independence. The right to life, then the right to liberty, and then you can pursue your right for happiness. Last Tuesday, the 22nd of January, marked 46 years of the dark history in our country. Any country's history that loses 61 million of its citizens in 46 years is a dark history. But this time of year has also become a time of great hope. It's become a time of hope, not because of my generation. You see, after abortion became legal, the abortion industry pushed for its acceptance by teaching us that what's legal has to be okay. And then they make comparisons that are ridiculous. Jaywalking is illegal. Speeding is illegal, but abortion is legal. How bad can it be to remove a mass of cells? This was pushed into our mind, my generation, for 20 years, more or less successfully. That's why my generation failed. But it's the young generation. We can find hope in our young people, because younger Americans are more pro-life today than older Americans, despite the constant bombardment they get from the culture of death. Constant. Our young people are very pro-life. So don't be discouraged that abortion is still legal after 46 years. You've read this past week, 46 of our students from Trinity High School attended the March for Life in our nation's capital, the 45th annual March for Life. In this event, it's clear that we're turning a corner. We're turning a corner because of our young people. To be on a bus for, 30 hours, it sounds deadly. To be on a bus ride for 30 hours to a march requires a lot of conviction. And our government is listening to them. Starting to listen to the will of the people. Our president, the first sitting president, to address the event last week. He called the birth of human life the greatest miracle of all. Our vice president addressed the event. He spoke about restoring the sanctity of life as the center of the American law. We've never heard this before. We've never heard this before. Look at our congressional delegation, our state representatives, pro-life like never before. We're making progress. And even my generation and generations after me are fighting the good fight. I was in a major metro area in our country on a conference recently. I was wandering around downtown, probably looking for some local craft beer. I don't know, but these kids with clipboards were around. This kid walked up to me. It was a Planned Parenthood sign-up rally. I don't know what they wanted. Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions in our country. Just follow the dollar. This is a major, major industry. But anyway, this kid asked me if I'm concerned about women's rights. Do you care about women's? I said, yeah, I care about women's rights. And you've killed about 30 million girls in the last 46 years. And he wasn't interested in me after that. We're speaking out. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what's reported or failed to be reported. Life is winning in America like never before. And our young people will give birth in due time to another pro-life generation. I began this morning with our Lord's inaugural address, his promises to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to those who are held bound, recovery of sight to the blind, release to prisoners, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. And then the best line of all is when he said, today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. These promises were fulfilled during our Lord's lifetime. And I believe with our continued power of prayer, and believe me, we are out praying our opposition of the culture of death. The greatest tool we have is to pray. I believe with God's grace, with prayer, and the gift of the young generation, many, many more promises of the pro-life movement will be fulfilled in our hearing. Amen.